I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week in The Rough Draft Diaries, I'm taking you to a town I've been visiting for the past month and a half. It's called Bedford Falls. If you haven't heard, WGTE Public Media and the University of Toledo Department of Theater and Film collaborated this year on a radio adaptation of the classic 1946 Christmas film, It's a Wonderful Life. Now, I've been thinking a lot about this movie lately, naturally, with all the editing I've been doing, and so I wanted to take a deeper dive behind the scenes into this film, and I'm taking you with me.
My name is Tammy Kinsey. I am a professor of film in the Department of Theater and Film at the University of Toledo.
Tammy loves this film almost as much as I do, if not more, but it's hard not to like it. It's a film that stars Jimmy Stewart as George Bailey, a man who is disenchanted with what life has offered him. A man who decides he'd be better off if he was never born, which brings about the intervention of his guardian angel, Clarence Oddbody. Clarence then shows George how his life has touched the lives of others, and how different his own community would be if he had not been born. It's a film directed by Frank Capra, stars again Jimmy Stewart, Donna Reed, Lionel Barrymore. It's a classic.
It's about what a person does in his or her life, throughout their life, the sacrifices one makes, and how those sacrifices affect the lives of those around us.
Although it is now considered one of the greatest films of all time, it was definitely not considered that when it first premiered. It was actually a box office failure.
The film came out in 1946, and I think that's really, really important to remember for its situation when it arrived on the scene and for its situation as a celebration of life, of all the things that go on in a person's life. So following the war, I think everybody was very busy with a whole lot of other things at the time, and the story that it told was a little bit off-putting, perhaps at the time that it came out, but it has continued to be such a feel-good movie in a lot of ways for a lot of people.
The war also directly affected most of the cast, in particular Jimmy Stewart. Stewart had just returned home from serving as a flight leader in World War II. This film was his first film since witnessing the horrors of war. His experience throughout wartime was so devastating that he almost gave up acting. According to his biographer, Robert Mattson, nobody recognized him when he returned home from combat. He had changed so much. He had aged 10 years, some say 20, and intended to quit the business upon returning home. Director Frank Capra and fellow actor Lionel Barrymore, who plays the evil Mr. Potter, convinced him otherwise.
Anyone coming out of a war experience and going right into a film experience where you would be portraying a character that has the history of George Bailey's life, playing this role as a man who has not been happy with his life, he wishes he had never been born. Jimmy Stewart playing that role, coming off of being in the war himself, I think it must have been very difficult.
It's hard to imagine anyone else playing George Bailey. Hard to imagine Jimmy Stewart giving up acting altogether, and even harder to imagine that this film was not successful when it first premiered. But as Tammy mentioned, a war-torn audience was not ready for this kind of tale, and it was also being produced by a brand new production company, Frank Capra's own production company, Liberty Films. So with a tired audience and a new production company looking to make its first film, it flopped. So what saved it? Well, an accident. There was a clerical error in regards to its copyright. So the film entered into the public domain, being shown repeatedly on television throughout the 70s and the 80s. It's probably how it came to your living room growing up. At least that's how it came to me and how it also came to Tammy.
It's been very special to me for my whole life because, like I said, I started watching it when I was a teenager because my mom was watching that movie all the time, and then we went to the local theater to see it on Christmas Eve with other people in the community, and they were all quoting it, and everybody was singing along with carols. It was just a holiday event, and so I think for a lot of families, it has been a holiday event. For me personally, it is a holiday event, but it's also just it's a film I turn to when I need to feel that feeling. When everything is going wrong and you wish you'd never been born, you have to be reminded, well, look, every life has an impact. And it's an impact not only in your family, but in your community.
I've watched It's a Wonderful Life multiple times throughout the seasons, but this year is a little different. One, because I'm producing my own radio version of the tale, but also because we're all watching it during a pandemic. Watching George Bailey gain a new perspective, watching every little thing that he once resented about his life transform into something he can now rejoice in. Maybe a perspective we all have come to this year. And if you haven't yet, but maybe you would like to, I highly suggest wrapping up the year with It's a Wonderful Life. And I'm not the only one who thinks that.
And the last 10 minutes of the film, I defy anyone to not be grinning and smiling through tears and just excited about the holiday season. Every time. Kiss me every time.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.